Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
This week on the Well One Connection podcast, we visit with Brenda Christensen on her experiences with HRMC Hospice and her journey to Huron. Brenda, thanks for being here. Please tell us about yourself.
I moved here from Miller almost 2 years ago now. This Thanksgiving will be 2 years ago. Huron was a good move for me. I'm busy. And after coming here, I finally got my mom talked into coming here, and she enjoyed it here. So all the way around, it was a good move. I'm enjoying being here.
Great. So when you got your mom talked into moving here, where was she? What was the situation? You just explain us a little bit about the last 2 years.
She was living in Southern Illinois, Salem, Illinois. She was 92 years old. And I worried about her being alone. She had had some caregivers come and help her during the day, but I learned that they were stealing from her and she wasn't getting the proper care or nutrition that she should have been getting. So I started talking to her about it, and just one day out of the blue, she called and said, "When are you coming to get me?" So it took me 4 days to get everything together and get down there and get her back, because I was afraid she might change her mind. So I loaded her up and we brought a few of her personal things so she would feel like it was home. I have 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, so we each had our own space, and it worked out great. And she loved it here. We went and got ice cream every day and drove around, and she just loved being here. I took her to church with me once, but a lot of walking she couldn't do, so she didn't go anymore. But we had a good time while she was here. She was only here 4 months. Yeah, she had a stroke. And but we had a real good time, just her and I, and we've always been close. Anytime anything ever happened, I always went home to take care of her. One time I was there 2.5 months. One time I was there a month. Just whatever time. I'm not married. Out of my siblings, I was the only one not married, so it was up to me to go because I didn't have a family to care for. So I enjoyed doing it, and I would do it all over again.
So, Brenda, you mentioned that you worked at the nursing home. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What did you do at the nursing home, and what was your experience there?
I had various jobs. I worked at the Good Samaritan Nursing Home in Miller. I was health information manager for a while. I was the assistant to the activity director. I was a feeder, which I say that was my best job. There was 4 people at a table. 2 just needed prompts, and 2 had to be fed. And we would sing and talk, whether they responded or not, but they needed that interaction. And that was the best job ever. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Worked there 13 years.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's so the fulfillment that you got out of that.
Absolutely. Gave me a purpose. Yes, it was great.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that your mom had a stroke. You are here visiting with us today because you've utilized the hospice services here at HRMC. You are also active on our auxiliary. And so maybe if you just talk us through maybe first your involvement with our auxiliary and other involvement that you might have here in town. You said you're busy now.
Mm-hmm,
so what else do you have going on here in town, and what do you do?
The auxiliary, I am a volunteer in radiology. And so I offer coffee to the people as they come in, if they're able to have coffee. I visit with them. If I can feel like there's some anxiety, I get a conversation going with them. We always talk about the hospital and how fortunate we are to have HRMC. I love my volunteer job here. And I hate to say job because it isn't really a job. Jobs you get paid for. I don't want to get paid. I want to volunteer. And that's the best part of it. I also belong to the Methodist Church. Our pastor calls it Walmart Methodist. We have several things going there, and I serve at funerals. We just had fun and festivities. I helped with that, worked in the pie room and in the dining room. I belong to an extension club, and so we meet every third Monday. I'm on the board of the auxiliary now. I'm an extra board member, and so I go to that. It's great because you get to hear what's going on at HRMC, all the new things. And this hospital, I cannot say enough. When my mom was here, she was here 2 days. I took her home the third day, and everyone was so sweet to her and so nice. And she smiled. She couldn't talk anymore, but she smiled, so you knew they were doing the right thing. She was happy. But we are blessed to have here in Regional here, and I'm blessed to be here. I haven't regretted my move at all. It's been great. July 27th, a year ago, she had a stroke, so she came to the hospital, and they came up the second day, someone from the hospital here, to talk to me about hospice, that I could take her home or go to the nursing home. But I have taken care of her before, and I knew I could do it, only this time it was going to be end times. But I went home, and she already had a hospital bed that we had bought for her, and we moved it in the living room. Karen Decker came and wondered about what needs she would have to have, and so we talked about that. We made lists, and then they came every day, helped me with bathing, changing her. I now have learned from that experience, I can put sheets on a bed while somebody's in it. So I did learn things. They helped me to stay strong, because this time it was different taking care of her, knowing it was gonna be I wouldn't take care of her anymore. But she would do this to me, because we always told each other we loved each other all day, every day, off and on. And so when she did that, I knew she was telling me that I was doing the right thing and she loved me. She was always accepting to whatever we did. The girls would come in and give her a bath, talk to her. Because of my experience with hospice, I made a new friend. Sharla Meese was her hospice volunteer, and she was wonderful to my mom. She would hold her hand, and my mom would reach out for her. She would read scripture to her. She'd talk to her, even though mom couldn't respond. And so now Sharla and I are best buddies. We do things together now, and we talk about our moms. Her mom is gone too. So through that hospice experience, I've gained a friend. And I needed friends because I was new here. But hospice was my salvation. They helped me stay strong for mom. Whatever I needed, they brought to me. I would recommend anybody to get in touch with them. They will help you and support you and make a difficult time not so difficult.
That's so wonderful to hear. Mm-hmm. that can provide that service, and that those volunteers are making such a difference. Oh. And that it's all making such a difference. Had you ever experienced hospice care before? No. Or had any involvement?
I knew about hospice, but I never had an opportunity to use them or anything. My dad also had a stroke 12 years ago, and I took care of him for a month in his home, and that was in Illinois. So I wasn't aware of all the things they had there. And his stroke was so severe, and he was a big man, and after a month I saw that I couldn't do it. So having that experience, and then having the experience with help, it was night and day, night and day. I could continue. But after a month with my dad, I just couldn't do it anymore. But I did it 3 weeks with mom, and it just all worked out because I had help and I had that support system. Mm-hmm. And that is the key, having that support system. Yeah.
When they described or talked about hospice to you when your mom was in the hospital, did you have any reservations or worries? Did you have any questions that you feel like now that you've been through this and know that you could answer for other people who might have apprehension or questions about hospice?
Well, the only thing I worried about is the expense of it, and would I be able to afford it? And I didn't want my mom to go to the nursing home. But hospice is a free service, and they tell you that right up front. Don't be afraid to reach out to them because you think it's going to cost something. The only cost is their time, and they're willing to do that. And I can't tell you the difference in-home care is. A place where they are familiar and they see their familiar things, rather than at a nursing home when you don't get that one-to-one care because they have 50 other people to take care of. But when you have special one-to-one care, your loved one is so appreciative, and you will be too after they're gone. You will see that it was the right thing to do. I hope that if anyone ever had a question about hospice, they could let me know. It's the best thing for you and your loved one.
So they provided you the support of being there, but and you made a friend through a wonderful hospice volunteer. What other supports are there, and did you experience any other supports that to you as the caregiver? Because that is a significant job, and
right.
It can take a lot out of someone.
Right.
So just the support that they provided you, anything else about that or that you would share that's helpful to the person giving the care?
The one thing is you do need to separate yourself from it at some point, and that's where the volunteer comes in. She comes and sits for a couple of hours, and you can go get groceries, go have coffee with a friend, which I did a couple of times. Another thing that they do is bring you whatever you need, like wash wipes and diapers and anything, swabs, anything that you're going to need for their personal care, they bring to you. All you have to do is tell them I'm almost out, and that day you've got the supplies. So the hardest thing is seeing the death process. It is a process. It doesn't happen overnight sometimes. And so in Mom's case, it took her 3 weeks. But with their help, I was able to bear it. Yes, it was hard to watch the decline, but it wasn't nearly as hard if I would have been doing it alone. I had that separation where I could get away, and that helped me.
Do you think, Brenda, that having that support there, the last days and weeks with your mom would have been different if you had brought her home without hospice?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't know if I could have finished the 3 weeks, because you get so emotional. You know, during the night, they're just like your children. You get up to see if they're trying to call you, because she couldn't talk, so she couldn't call out for me. So I would sleep on the couch, and I had a chair by her side of the bed, and I would get up just every few hours and check on her, because I didn't want her to pass away if I wasn't aware of it. So the greatest thing was she died on a Sunday morning, which made me happy. That was the Lord's day. I was happy about that. And I was holding her hand when she breathed her last breath. So I think about Jesus coming to get her, and I was right there. So he could have touched my shoulder, or he could have patted me on the back and assured me he was taking her. And that is the happy thought. Even though it makes me cry, it's a happy thought I have of her last minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.